taken the Tin Man and Jimmy Garoppolo and got him to a Super Bowl.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. By the way, a lot of people weighing in on the Xfinity mobile text line.
Yes, yes.
I told a story about something. Yeah, just a crime that
happened. That was personal. I appreciate you sharing that, man.
Yeah, a crime that happened in front of my house. And so I really appreciate people saying, you know, here's some little advice about some things to how to handle it now or what to do to dissuade people that like to break in and or steal cars.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
That's our, yeah.
Okay, I got one for you. Okay. You're the perfect guy to ask. So Trevor Lawrence just got big money, over $50 million a year. And the topic today is where does this leave Brock Purdy and the 49ers? Jed York said a short time ago, a few months back, you know, look, we know that Purdy's probably going to have to, or Purdy's going to reset the market. Jed York acting like, they know they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy, and they will if they have to, but it's a lot of money. So here's my question, and I asked you this when I came in. Right. I said, okay, so Brock Purdy's been the 49ers, essentially their starting quarterback for a year and a half.
Gotcha.
Okay, he's 17-4 in the regular season and 4-2 in the playoffs, something like that. Okay. You know a quarterback better than anybody, Dak Prescott. So Dak Prescott, his first year and a half, the Cowboys were 13-3 his rookie year. Okay. I looked these up. I didn't know them off the top of my head. And then they started, next year they went 9-7, but they started 5-3. So that's 18-6 when Dak Prescott came into the league.
Gotcha.
Good start. Better than Purdy? I don't know, but good. Damn good. Now it's 6-8 years later, and I don't know if you wish they hadn't have paid him, but you certainly don't want him to pay him that. Like, what is it unfair to say, what if Purdy's kind of like Dak Prescott? Is that good enough?
Niner fans would say no, because there would be no Super Bowl victory in that, and the Cracker Jack.
Can you separate that, though? I get it, he hasn't had... Like, Purdy's already had the playoff success, but what about just, is Purdy better than Prescott?
Right now, I believe he is.
Okay.
Now,
what about
might crack the mic and say, Goo, I think Dak is better, but Dak has, in 7-8 years, never been to a championship game. Purdy's done that twice,
right?
And he's been to one Super Bowl. So if it's about just the overall, where can this quarterback, forget the numbers, where can he take you? Dak has not even sniffed an NFC championship game. So when he got his first contract, Steiny, which will be Brock's first, it was like, this guy is the next, here we go, and now here we are. 8 years later, it's like, oh my God. So if I'm a Niner fan, that is the portfolio. That is exhibit A of what you don't want. So there's a risk involved. But I guess what I'm saying, partner, is Brock Purdy's going to be up for this contract, and he can say, you need skins on the wall. I got us to a championship game against the Eagles. Didn't get to finish that. Follow that up with the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
are skins, not rings, but no, those are... I can do it, bud.
I'm not diminished. I'm just throwing all this into the hopper. And couldn't you argue? How did he play in the postseason? I get it. They went to the Super Bowl. How did he play in the postseason?
They were down 27-0 against Green Bay.
Yeah.
The lowest seed in the playoffs last year at home. He looked shook. So Brock Purdy doesn't even have anything remotely close to that on his ledger. And my best trait for Brock, Steiny, is, again, he computes it fast. He gets rid of it quick.
No doubt.
How much is that worth?
I don't know. I guess it might be worth $55 million. Jimbo's in Oakland. What's going on, Jimbo? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up with y'all? How y'all doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, bro, let's not overreact. Let's not max him out. Mm. He's getting $1 million a year. Give him about a four-year deal, 25 a year. I don't even care if it's fully guaranteed. Give him $100 million. Let's give him a pay raise for what he did. But did he win a Super Bowl? Why would we max him out? The Niners is a team with a lot of good players, and it make them look better because they all got a lot of good players around them. But they all want the money. Like Debo, we overpay him. Now we got Ayuk. And Ayuk is a better receiver than Debo as far as route running, mm-hmm. catching. But Debo make plays. So now Ayuk looking like, well, I need to get paid too. I'm a better receiver than him. But all these players, if you put Debo on another team, he's not going to be leading receiver of the league. You put Purdy on another team, he's not going to be their leading quarterback of the league. You put McCaffrey on the Panthers, they're not going to the NFC Championship. But all these players together as a collective, they look good all together. They all benefit off each other. But let's not go crazy and max out Purdy. But the NFL is such a copycat league. Like, when one quarterback get a good deal, okay, the next quarterback deal coming up, he got to get more money than him, more guarantee, more bonus. No, we don't need to do that here. We can give him $100 million. That's a 100 times upgrade from what he getting? What, he got a $5 million deal right now?
A $1 million deal right now, Jimbo, yeah.
Good point.
$1 million. So let's give him $100 because he didn't win the Super Bowl. We've been going to the Super Bowl. We've been going to the NFC Championship. So where did he really elevate us? Now, if he would have won the Super Bowl, I would have been like, max him out. I don't care about his arm. He ain't got the arm like Mahomes or Herbert, or, you know, he don't got the MVP arm, but he's a winner. You know what I'm saying? But sure, he didn't win the big game. So if he would have won the Super Bowl, I'd say max him out. But he didn't win the Super Bowl. We've been going to the NFC Championship losing. We've been going to the Super Bowl losing. Give him $100 million, 25 a year for 4 years. And then, hey, make it to the point where we can restructure. Hey, if he do win the Super Bowl in the next year or 2 or 3 years, then max him out. Go ahead. But right now, where we at right now, no. It's like, come on now.
All right, Jimbo.
I don't want to go Jim Rome on you and say phenomenal, but it's why you came down my road a little bit when we were giving Jimmy Garoppolo grades, because it all boils down to Kyle. Steiny, he is right. The Niners, and this I'll put McCaffrey in this too. Pre-McCaffrey, the Niners got to a Super Bowl. They got to an NFC Championship game. So if you're right, and Kyle could say, you know, I can do it with Spadoni, I can do it with Guru, I can do it with Evan, you know, then I feel like that number comes down. And the other caveat to this is, Steiny, do you think in a crazy way, because Evan was talking about how we look at Brock Purdy, he didn't use these words, but I'm going to use, like, he's a cute story, he's the guy next door, but is he going to be, and I know it's negotiations, do we know he's going to be trying to bring down the house? From where he's coming from?
Well, look.
If you got an agent worth anything, you're going to go for everything. You. But
if Brock Purdy gets $100 million for 4 years, his agent should be fired. I'll say that.
Even without knowing what this year's going to look like. Like, let's – you know what I mean?
Again, I don't think – I think the way this team is set up right now, if assuming they go into the year with Ayuk back and Purdy, I don't see how he has a bad year.
All right.
I'm not saying he's not going to throw interceptions. I'm not saying he might cost him a game or two. But the way the 49ers run their offense and how Kyle Shanahan coaches, he's probably going to have damn solid numbers.
And I would bet that. Yeah.
This is, you know, and this is, you know, we just heard Jimbo, and this is what the 415 says. They paid Trevor Lawrence, and he's not as good as Brock Purdy. So why are you all worried about it? He's worth it, obviously, if Trevor got that deal. I think if it would be that easy, we wouldn't be as fascinated about it as we are. And the reality of the situation is there are people that don't want to pay Purdy $50 million because they think that as good as he is, the special talent around him is partly responsible for his success.
And is that a bad thought?
No, but
it's natural.
But it's valid if you believe it. And this is my bottom line point is, we don't know how Kyle really, truly feels about Brock Purdy as a quarterback, as Brock Purdy making $1 million. Look, if Brock Purdy goes from $1 million to $50 million, I'm going to think differently of him as a quarterback. I just am. Like, wow. You make $50 million, now you better. You better not be somebody who starts to regress. Like, you can't make that kind of mistake. I'm not saying other teams haven't, but
he would have better won, be real even careful. It almost doesn't even matter. Stani, if you give him 50, just like Trevor Lawrence,
right.
Let's just say he's terrible for the rest of his career. I'm not rooting that on him, or he's just below average. He won. He won with this deal. So I say all that to say is, if the Niners get to an NFC championship game, I believe that check is blank, and how much is it going? And to hear Jed York again, I keep bringing that up, but it's kind of there's a reason we're bringing it up. He kind of is greasing the skids of they're not dumb. They know what time it is. So that would, to me, an NFC championship game would signal they had another successful season. Obviously, they didn't get the ultimate goal. But damn, if a guy in Jacksonville – who can do what he – and this is San Francisco. I find it hard not to pay. Like, what's a guy got to do to get paid at the quarterback position for the Niners?
Well, what if
this guy takes you
– what if Kyle Shanahan would say, win a Super Bowl? That's what a quarterback has to do for us right now, because that's
– but wouldn't I signal me being Brock Purdy? I'm the guy that can get you closer to that right now, Jack.
Well, right now, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, he's the best quarterback on the roster, and he's gotten – they've won playoff games with him.
I would call Brandon Ayuk right now just to bring him into
sand.
This. No, I would say, hey, I know you're not a quarterback, Jack, but this contract and what in Purdy's pending contract, this doesn't help your tenure. Like, I would really tell him – and hopefully I'm wrong, Stani, but doesn't it feel like that news yesterday, this news, is kind of like, man, you might be the odd man out, because now we're going to pay this dude 10 times more than we thought.
Yeah, I don't know. Huh? There's so much of this that I don't think we know. We have opinions, but we really don't know what Kyle thinks. This from the 650, back to Dak. One of the most overrated quarterbacks of all time. Purdy is better than him. That may be true.
And he beat him in a playoff game already.
Both those things may be true, but the only comparison I'm making between Dak Prescott and Brock Purdy is Brock Purdy's quarterback for a year and a half. He's 17-4. They've gotten to the postseason. They got to the Super Bowl. Like, he's got a better resume in the postseason. I'm just telling you that in Dak Prescott's first year and a half, the Cowboys were 18-6 in the regular season, and he played in a playoff game his rookie
year. And they gave
him
a bag.
Right.
So, without reaching the heights that Brock had did in that year and a half.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying that's got to be like, if Brock's over here sitting next to us, you haven't, because you didn't win this. You guys didn't. It was guys, but you think if they would have won that Super Bowl a few months ago in Vegas, would this be it would be. I'd be like, what else do I got to do?
See, and we'll get Evan here in here a sec. I've changed my mind on this, but I do believe that if Garoppolo somehow would have stumbled into a Super Bowl that year, I actually don't think he'd be the quarterback now. Still, I don't know.
Who is Kyle Shanahan to say that someone can't win a Super Bowl for him?
Now that
I'm just saying, if he's looking at Brock Purdy, like, I don't know if you're the guy. Brock Purdy could just say, look in the mirror, bud.
No doubt. But Kyle, that's part of Kyle's arrogance, I think. Like, I'll bet you if you got, I mean, how much do you think Shanahan blames himself for losing the Super Bowl? I bet not that much.
Well,
that's just a guess.
Your guys didn't know the overtime rules.
Yeah.
We can bring up 2019 all day when you pass and you didn't need to. So he's got some stuff on his hands.
Tom's in Clayton. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Yo, what's up, guys? I think there's hopefully some strategy from Brock's side, because there's a case to be made that taking less money is almost betting on himself, because, I mean, what comes with winning is endorsement. It comes, you know, face of the franchise, relevant. You take the big pot up front, and yeah, you get that, but it doesn't go well, and you're holding a clipboard maybe in 3 or 4 years. And so you know, if you can bet on yourself and take a little less and keep the pieces in place, you know, what's most important is the contract that's after this contract and the contract that's after that contract. I mean, the first one, yeah, I mean, he'll be set for life either way, but
right.
There's a strong case to be made that if you hamstring the team too much, that, yeah, you could be a backup before you know it.
Let me ask you a quick question before you go. If Jimmy Garoppolo was at a bar, we're all at a bar, you, me, Steiny, Jimmy, and yourself, and Garoppolo said to you, I've done everything that Brock has. Why does it seem like people, the Niner fans, are making Brock seem like he's 10 times better than me? How would you respond to that?
I mean, Brock, the difference between Brock and Jimmy is not in his arm, it's in his brain. I was a huge Jimmy fan, but, you know, Brock has the processing power
no
that
doubt.
Very few quarterbacks in this league have. And Jimmy, no one looked at Jimmy throwing a ball and saying, wow, that's not one of the best releases, quick release. He actually has a great arm, but he just couldn't help himself from making the poor decision, the poor read, giving up on a play too early. Where Brock is the extension of Kyle that Kyle has wanted.
Right.
And I think that's the difference there.
Yeah, certainly wanted it more than he wanted Garoppolo to be that extension.
Johnny,
thanks, Tom.
I'll say this to that, because you asked me about, real quick here, about Trevor Lawrence and the DNA. I mean, his arm, physically, he's a different species than Brock Purdy. But I'm not here caping up for Jimmy. But, Steiny, I am from the vantage point of Guru. I don't give a damn about all what y'all saying between the helmet. I went to a Super Bowl. We should have had it. I went to the NFC Championship game. We were up 10 going to the fourth against the Rams. All in all, it's still the same pot. Like, I did it without McCaffrey. Like, that leads me, where you going, Goo? Down the road of Kyle saying, hey, for the bettors that want to bet, it's just a blank check. Slow your roll.
Listen, Brock Purdy's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Come on. Is there anybody out there that would dare call into this show at 888-957-9570 and try to make a case that Garoppolo's better than Purdy? I don't think so.
Can I give you something to that? And I'm not just doing this for the sake of our show. The first year and a half, when they paid Jimmy, the first year and a half, Garoppolo, his profile was still, we were excited. The failures hadn't been in front of our eyes. So I got to look at it from the perspective of when he signed that contract and the excitement that was Jimmy Garoppolo and them starting 8-0. I got to say, at this juncture, it's even almost.
Okay, well then.
Because what Purdy's getting,
then you have
Jimmy
to be wary
off and tricked off, is the benefit of the doubt.
Well, if that's okay.
The skins on the wall are the same.
I'll meet you there then. So then you got to be careful about making the mistake
and
with
that,
Purdy.
Wow.
Like, there's no other way to put it. Now, I'll argue that because I'm sincere about it, come on. Purdy's better than Garoppolo. Come on. It's the eye test. I get it. The stats are the stats. When they didn't, they both had McCaffrey. Somebody's on the 510 saying on the Xfinity Mobile text line, Jimmy and Brock's stats were nearly identical when they both had McCaffrey. Yeah, okay, fine. But come on.
Jimmy had failed and got hurt. It was over.
But Purdy's better than Garoppolo. I mean,
Jimmy's better looking.
Come on.
Oh, look at Spadoni. Boy, Spadoni hasn't gotten that animated in a while.
Spadoni, that ain't even a tale of the tape. Brock is not ugly, but Brock's a good looking dude. But when you talk about Jimmy, hide your girl. Yeah, dude's jawline, Steiny.
Who, Garoppolo?
Garoppolo.
He stinks.
Not off the field.
I thought he was all right when he was with San Francisco. I was like, yeah, he's all right. He's pretty good. Okay. And then you see Purdy. And you have to say, hey, Garoppolo wasn't as good as Purdy. I mean, Purdy's better unless something happens to Purdy where he regresses.
What has Purdy done in the year and a half that Jimmy hasn't? And I'll just wait.
I think it's
team-wide. Team-wise.
Like, if you're throw a ball past 25 yards.
Well, and if you're gonna go,
four, but it worked.
I mean, if you're gonna go
just Super Bowl,
come on,
NFC
dude.
Championships, Donnie. I'm just
you
from
don't,
a team.
But here's the thing. You don't believe that. You're playing devil's advocate, which I love because I do it a lot.
You paint me to be the ha-ha guy. I'm looking at it from the team prism. The team prism is both have lost a Super Bowl, but they both got him there, and both have got to an NFC championship game, and Jimmy had the Rams down 10 to start the fourth. I know.
You're answering your own question. If you truly believe it, if you're not just making that argument.
I don't do that. No, I'm just saying there's
well, then
when
why?
You talk to me and talk to us, I'm like, this mother might be onto something.
Okay, then why? Why, when you just made a good argument about that, would you then say, I just think he's got a blank check, even if they go to the NFC Championship game again?
Well, no.
Or Super Bowl again.
That's how heavy I think we all can agree this year is going to be. And if Brock can add that to last year's Super Bowl, NFC Championship game, okay. I mean, oh my! Now we're talking about a trifecta of like, okay. Dude, okay.
Well, Garoppolo did it twice.
But we don't have that to react to yet.
Well, I know
we don't. This season for Brock to be stellar. But I'm just saying, as we laugh at Jimmy and what he's done in the when Jimmy was still good Jimmy, he did what this he Dude. Got this team with Lesser to the same spot.
You're right. Neither has won a Super Bowl. You're right. Who's a better quarterback? Come on.
See, I get it. I'm gonna say Brock.
Okay.
But you're judging Jimmy on 10 chapters of a book, and we're judging Brock on one chapter.
Right. That's exactly right.
And that's what the Niners are going to basically have to do when they decide how many M's are we going to give this dude.
It's risky.
Yeah, oh, man.
I mean, anybody who doesn't think it's risky, I don't think is – I mean, anytime you pay a quarterback $50 million, it's risky. It just is. I'm not here to say he's not worth it. I'm not here to say he's worth it. But
do you wonder how good he is? Brock.
I know how good he is. He's good.
But what if he does it, Jimmy? We thought Jimmy was good, and then we all found out, boy.
Because what we've seen in Purdy already, I think, and listen, I'm not a quarterback
guru. But you got eyes, don't
he's better. All right. He's better than Garoppolo. He's smarter. He's more elusive. I think he's more precise, actually, with the ball. He's got a better feel. All those things. All those things I think we can agree on.
What if I said he's got a better team, too, though, Brock?
He's had a better team just because of McCaffrey.
The only reason I bring that up is that would allow any quarterback to look better. But I can't sit here and act like I didn't tell you 20 minutes ago he processes better than Jimmy. But even with that, Jimmy played in the most important game of them all and had a visit to NFC Championship game prior to that, handing off to lesser than McCaffrey and throwing to lesser. Debo was there, but, you know, no Ayuk.
I mean, I actually do think that, in a way, the same thing that's working against Ayuk should, in fact, work against Purdy, too, and that is this is a running football team. They like to run the ball. They run the ball a lot. So if you run the ball a lot, I'm sorry, it's easier to hand the ball off than to throw it, and so it would lessen the value of a quarterback, even if it's just marginally. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got to play some of this Chris Sims sound because it's very provocative. He talked a lot about Packers quarterback Jordan Love, and he compared Purdy to Jordan Love. We're going to get to that sound. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer today. Plus, we're an hour away from your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Alameda County Fair. And that's all on 95.7 The Game. Are you going to have a little salad, some beans, a touch of pasta, some chicken, spaghetti? Give me the meat.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What? I just
put I don't think I was here that day for
give
that.
Give me the meat.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Was that the one? Oh, you were talking about a buffet. Give me the meat. You guys are infantile.
Well, that's them back there.
I know. I meant those guys.
How do they know?
It was Spadoni who cut it.
Spadoni's an interesting guy.
I had him on this morning.
You know, he's got What, nine brothers and sisters? You think he'd
That's
be a little
amazing.
You think he'd be a little more mature.
Yes, but don't he's black?
I wonder. So apparently his brothers and sisters never put him in his place. They just let him run roughshod down on the Monterey Peninsula.
I wonder how much he had to share. Nine sip? Dude, eight?
I've never had my own room, so there you go.
Yes. Oh, no.
Boys.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
All right.
You had to get two. They had to order three large pizzas, the mom
and
dad.
Two full gallons of milk in the fridge.
Oh, my goodness.
Always whole milk. Never 2%.
No, give me the meat. No.
Just think about their grocery bill, the parents.
Well, the Spadonis are in good shape.
I'm thinking a nine?
The thing about Italians, they do a lot of walking. Okay. They're very vibrant people. So they tend to be fit.
All right.
In good shape. So they don't overeat.
Oh, I was like, where the hell is he going? Soprano, he was a little thick.
Well, the other thing about Spadoni, he's one of these kids who can eat anything and never gains weight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like Evan.
Ooh.
Evan's thing will slow down here soon, but he looks good, man. That metabolism.
What?
Soon. How about that? I'll just turn your mic. Evan does have some guns.
Oh, yeah, I told him. And he got the back, the traps.
What do you mean?
The back where the shirt.
Well, I don't like when they have the big things up. Nah, that doesn't look
Evan's
good.
Got him.
I'm not the KO Spikes.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a good look.
You don't want that. That's tooth, no neck. We love you.
You know what's funny is
You look good.
I asked my daughters about like muscle bound guys like Schwarzenegger. Yeah. I'm like, are there women that find that attractive?
Yeah, meatheads.
Well, man,
I think it's kind of out of style a little bit.
I don't like
LeBron. LeBron's perfect. That's the size I'd want to be.
That's too big.
Bron,
6'9".
But you see him in regular clothes, it's like, dude's,
You know what? If I could have anybody of an NBA player, just
Pajemski.
Give me Curry.
Oh, we got to talk about him.
Curry's perfect. Like 6'3", not too muscle bound.
No, I want
sneaky strong,
here
though. He can walk into a room and you're not like, look at that guy. He's huge. You're like, oh, he's a good.
What about Terrell Owens?
That's too much.
That's who I thought I was.
Well, you weren't.
Took my girl.
Yeah, but you weren't.
But that's what that's when you're like, dude's fit.
Dwight
enough
Howard.
Muscle. Dwight. No, did he? But yeah, Dwight.
You're so weird. You just said you didn't like muscle-bound guys.
Got length and muscles. Please. It ain't bull. You give me weight. I got barbell in my car. Not those dudes. I'm talking about lean but still cut.
They're not lean. Those guys are.
Oh, T.O. ain't a meat. You seen T.O. in regular clothes, Donnie? The guns are showing, the traps, the back, no gut.
Listen, here's my rule.
I sound envious or something.
Here's my rule. If you're in regular clothes and you can tell that a guy's muscle bound, then you know he's a muscle head. Or a muscle, bodybuilder.
T.O. never, the stuff would fit to him.
Come on. You knew. But that's my point. If Curry walks into the room, you're not like, jeez, that guy is buff.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that guy's
Shannon
strong.
Shannon Sharp, that's too much.
He's T.O. They have the same body.
Shannon's smaller than you think.
Well, that makes it even worse.
I'll tell you who I don't want to be. This is good. He went
John
back to
Candy.
Casey Schmidt. I don't like how he looks in his uniforms.
I couldn't pick him out of a police lineup.
I just like the uniform. I text Shasky every day. Why doesn't he look like, I need something else in there, man. I don't know. But he's going back to SAC. He got option back to SAC.
As long as we're talking about people's looks, I'm not a fan of Matt Chapman's mustache.
Yeah.
I don't like
the lip sweater.
The pencil, what do they call it? Pencil thin mustache. Yeah. Jimmy Buffett, I believe, had a song, Pencil Thin Mustache. Somebody did.
Oh, we got to get to Pods. He did something.
What's he doing?
We could do a whole. No. I could do a whole. This?
Do we have info that Spadoni has never, is not aware of?
I think he's not.
All right, listen, I'll get to Lamar and Zeno.
We got
to
call Audible.
This is just so random. And
it bothers me.
Okay, Spadone, game two, NBA Finals. In Boston, Luka comes to the podium. First press conference.
I think we might have the sound.
I'm buying time.
Right.
Hold on.
Shut up, goo.
Okay.
I got it.
So I'm not even going to mention anything, but I'm not watching. Okay. I saw it today. So there's the media scrum, and they're asking Luka Doncic questions, and the next thing you know, here's what we heard.
This was after game two in Boston.
Right, from the Warriors. Obviously, big fan of your game, someone who I look up to and model my game after. And some that I kind of stood out to me is, you know, obviously they're making you play a lot of isolation ball. And you do a really good job of, you know, using your off arm to, you know, get by people. But I also think you're really good at, you know, creating an advantage and keeping an advantage. And you're really good at, you know, keeping guys on your hip. And it makes the help defender kind of have to pick and choose what they give up. Just want to ask, you know, where you kind of got that from and what's your thought process once you beat your initial defender?
I mean, first, I think I just look at how long the guys have been in the paint, you know, the low man. If it's time, if it's like 2 seconds, he's going to go out. And that I think that's the moment to attack. And then
now if
that was if a my good
friend, that's what I was thinking. If my good friend and partner, Guru, had asked any of our guests a question like that, he would have been lambasted.
And it sounds like only a guy from a team that didn't make the playoffs would put themselves in that. That's the other part.
We buried the lead. If you don't know, that was Brandon Pajemski.
What are you doing,
of the Golden State Warriors. He was in the first row of the press conference after game two.
Oh, my God.
And asked that question of Luka Doncic, his hero. And
how long do you guys think that question was? Because I have the exact
I'm 54 seconds.
I was going to say very close to that. I'd say 50.
43 seconds.
Brandon.
Why? And if I'm Steph or Dre or Clay or... But that ain't how it works. We're trying to beat his ass next year. What are you doing? Oh, Stoddy, I am flabbergasted.
Is there anybody out there that wants to see Brandon Pajemski play like Luka Doncic if you're a Warrior fan?
Listen,
Mr. Pajemski listens.
We love you,
buddy. We know him. I love him. People say
I
like Brandon Pajemski too much. I do like him, but...
That's why we don't want him to play like Luka.
Just a little strange.
You can't give guys that you're going up against that love. Especially when your team didn't make the... I'm shocked at the vets. Draymond should have called him, cussed him out in a good way.
What?
Dude.
I mean, what? Why was he there? What was his thought process? Why did he want to do it?
He loves him some Luka. I'll never forget that. Has that ever happened in the history of the NBA? Dude from another team who made all-rookie team asked a question. You can't do it.
Yeah, have you ever seen anything like that, Steiny?
The only the one thing that comes to mind, and it's not even close, is when Kobe was a Laker, his high school teammate, who he played basketball with at Lower Marion, it was either a reporter or they let him sit in the room, and he asked Kobe a question about, you know, who's the greatest guard you ever played with in the backcourt, and
that's funny.
I think Kobe said, you know, Jimmy.
Evan, I don't think this has ever happened. I can't remember. Pajemski's heart is in the right place. You can't do that. So, and if I'm Curry or Dre, I'm like, youngster, young blood, come here.
So Jabari Smith, who plays for Houston, showed up to, I think it was one of the pregame availabilities, like practice availabilities for the Celtics earlier in the series, and asked a question to Jason Tatum. But that was after a game. That Pods asked Luka that question. Like, post-game presser, he's sitting front row, and he says, hey, I'm Brandon from the Warriors.
Oh, man.
I've never seen that before.
Well, but this is something, and you guys know, like, nobody's better at putting one and one together. You know why, don't you? Because this proves it all. There was a rift between the veterans and the young players on the Golden State Warriors, and Pajemski couldn't even go to the veterans for advice. Draymond wouldn't give him any advice.
Oh my God.
Clay wouldn't give Pajemski advice. He's trying to keep him. Trying to keep him off the floor.
Because he would.
So Pajemski said, "You know what? I'm going to go to Luka because Curry keeps stiffing me when I ask him to get better."
That's a fine in kangaroo court if I'm on the team.
You know what? Study. I think it is, too.
No, I'm saying you can't. I'm a big fan. I play for the Dubs. You think Luka knew who he was? Yeah, he had to.
I actually don't.
I'm not sure. Because
Luka's a killer. Oh, God. Let's go to Tony in Oakland wants to.
One thing you can say
about
Luka.
Wants to talk about.
He's not gutless.
One thing.
That's a four.
Tony wants to talk about journalist Brandon Pajemski. What's up, Tony?
Yes. What I wanted to say is that Warrior dude, that was a good question. He's at least in first base having a knowingness about what most people are lacking. Luka is he's a commander of the space, and it's all done intuitively. He can feel without looking.
True.
And the Warrior guy knows that most people don't know anything about that, including himself, and he wants to know what's happening there. It's because Luka is highly intuitive. It's a very rare trait. It's what Michael Jordan Magic had. This is a rarity. And he should be applauded for at least asking that and knowing that there's something he doesn't know about. And what he doesn't know about is you have got to be like a goo. You've got to be into meditation till you get that silence and you get the heads up to know intuitively what you should be doing out there and when you should move. This is done. I mean, that guy, that was a good question.
Yeah, but why did he ask Steph Curry that? You play with Steph Curry. You don't go ask the competition.
But no, because
Curry ain't playing.
It shows that at least Luka will think well of that because at least the guy knows that Luka is showing that the way Steph does. But very few people, maybe Steph can't even talk about it. I don't know. He's never expressed himself in that way. Most players, very few can do it, and hardly any can talk about it. That's when you're the observer and the observed, when you can do it, you feel yourself and you see yourself in it and you can talk and put words to it. That is so rare. Very few people could do that.
Okay.
Thanks, Tony.
I got to do this, Donnie, before you say another word.
No, sure.
I've thought about football. What if the Niners didn't make the playoffs and the Raiders win it? And Brock Purdy's at the post-game presser in Vegas and asks a question to said quarterback.
To Garoppolo, who's just won a ring.
You're my favorite.
Oh, he's not on the Raiders
like,
anymore.
That's how offensive that is. You can't do it, bud.
Let me give Brandon Pajemski one piece of advice. And I'll quote Shakespeare. Brevity is the soul of wit. Okay. First of all, and...
There's no world. The text line
agrees. I'll be a son of a gun. If 3 months ago I said, you know what? It's amazing the way Luka can keep a guy on his hip.
See ya.
Come on. Pajemski just found that out. No, the funny part was the complimenting.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, Evan.
Run it back.
Brandon from the Warriors. Obviously, big fan of your game. I look up to and model my game after, and some that I kind of stood out to me is, you know, obviously they're making you play a lot of isolation ball, and you do a really good job of, you know, using your off arm to, you know, get by people. But I also think you're really good at, you know, creating an advantage and keeping an advantage, and you're really good at, you know, keeping guys on your hip, and it makes the help defender kind of have to pick and choose what they give up. Just want to ask, you know, where you kind of got that from and what's your thought process once you beat your initial defender?
I mean, the question's a good one. It's a really good one. The question.
In private, maybe.
Well,
over
yeah.
Over a text.
Okay. It was the most random thing that I've come across in a while. Hey, did you hear Brandon Pajemski asked Luka Doncic a question after game two? Is that what? Where? How? Why?
I feel like the question, just the straight question, was essentially, how do you push off without drawing an offensive foul?
Wow. It was a good question because what he's saying is once you get a guy on the hip, then what's your thought process, knowing that there might be help, there might not be.
That's basketball.
No,
that's great.
Yeah, I know.
But the bottom line is you went to the game, your prerogative, but you said, I got to go ask a question. That's like our competitor, the radio station, throwing a shindig, and I go there and get on the mic when they open it up for questions, Daryl from the game. Hey, you do a, how to, like, you can't do that. I can, but come on, Steiny, you guys would kill me.
I mean,
Daryl from the game.
I would like to think that the Warriors are such a tight-knit group that he's getting some grief from his teammates. Good nature.
And I'm going to say this to that. Steiny, I'm being real. How tight are they if he has to go to Luka to ask that and not his OGs?
I mean,
I'll leave that there.
I mean, I'm not going to make a bigger deal out of this than other than getting
a chuckle. But that was peculiar.
I'm going to get a chuckle out of it, and that's it. I'm not going to try to read too much. I will say this. The specific question he was asking Luka, you can really only ask Luka because that is the talent he has that, I'm not saying Curry doesn't have it, but it's not
the signature part of his
game.
I got swept, but I had a guy from another team come to my post-game presser and ask me, how do I get this? Like, that's better than winning it all. Wow, man. I hadn't heard that, Steiny.
Yeah, that was a weird one. But anyway,
I know everything.
Somebody put, honestly, who's he going to ask on the Warriors? That's a two.
Well, that'll answer him. I mean, you know what? You know who he could have asked? He could have asked Kevon Looney. Looney would have answered.
Yeah.
You have a toothpick in?
No, it was a sting I stirred my coffee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've never liked that look. The toothpick.
Norm had it forever.
Oh, actually, you know what? It's never bothered me. I don't mind that at all.
Who used to play with one?
No.
A baseball player. Used to have one in his mouth. Wasn't Madlock.
What?
Yeah, had a toothpick.
Really?
Yeah. Might have been in a dugout.
Your dad did not have it. Your dad
does
not have.
That was his staple.
Right, but not in a, like at his party.
Oh, he had a toothpick.
No, he didn't.
Norm.
He absolutely did not.
They called him John then, for sure, for Johnson. That's what they called him in the Navy. But yeah,
your dad didn't. No, he didn't have a toothpick in at the party.
And if you did it right, you look, it give you cool points. If you, you know, if you had a function, the cookout, you got the little. How you doing?
Well, it's not like Caron Butler used to just chew straws on the bench. Like, he used to go through like 70 straws a game or something like that.
Now, that is not
fun. I used to have a bad habit of chewing my pen caps. You know, the Bic Bloop thing.
Oh, I've seen you stir your coffee with your glass. Your glasses.
Oh, I've stirred my coffee. I've stirred my coffee with a pen. Who cares? What do you mean? What do you mean?
We don't want to see.
It's a pen.
No.
What?
Dusty Baker!
Oh, great call.
Come on, Goo!
Great call.
And Spadoni leaving me out there.
Did he play with it or just manage with it? You
know, managed, yeah.
Yeah, he managed.
Am I missing something?
Why did he wear the wristbands,
no. 510, Goo, you got to answer this. Am I missing something? Why is this even an issue at all? I'm so confused.
I'll tell it's that not person an issue. You're not a competitor not at issue. All. Well, you've never played Tiddlywinks Connect Four. You have to know. Nothing's wrong with the question if you're a civilian to another civilian. But if you're on a team that's not in the offs, you go to the finals, crossword, you got family there. You can't do it. And just like you said, Goo, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Why would, I mean, this like, why was Pajemski in Boston?
Let's try to get him on. Well, Steiny,
he might take, like, he might think we're trying to make
we're gonna play that
horses
for
behind
Williams.
Out of him, and I'm just getting a chance.
We got to play that for
well,
the
I
guys.
Do remember, you know, you were talking about this when you guys interviewed Brandon Pajemski before the season. You discussed the importance of buttering a guy up. So maybe Pajemski took what you guys did and kind of used it on a bigger stage to ask Luka that question.
And you know what? In fairness, you guys have made fun of me for my initial approach to Pajemski, when I was saying, "Oh, you went to military school, so you didn't have that. Your hair wasn't that long."
Kinda didn't say it with that energy. It was said a little differently, but anyway. Somebody said Kobe asked Mike questions. Yeah, not in the post game presser.
No,
I love Pajemski. Buddy.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We got to play that for Willard and Dibbs. It can't just be us, right? That finds that
it's just. It's just amusing. It's not good. It's not bad to me.
Where was TJD?
Right.
Oh, he knows how to. Well, he knows how to, you know, make that play.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
Luka, you better win a game tonight.
Where are you watching? We could watch together.
You know what's funny? I forgot there was one.
Are you being real?
I kind of. And it, because, you know why?
That hurts.
Because I've I didn't know they played games with just one day off in the NBA Finals anymore.
I thought game four
was going to be next Tuesday.
I give you three for that.
What a joke.
Maybe it needs to be over.
What a joke.
Jaylen Brown, MVP.
Jrue Holiday.
But nah, Jaylen hit those shots last game down the stretch, Donnie.
Jrue Holiday is so good.
Dallas had it. They were coming back.
They were down 21 in the fourth quarter.
But Luka fouled out with 4 minutes left.
He had four fouls in the fourth quarter.
Windhorst just...
We played that yesterday.
Oh, did you? Dude,
yeah, we played that yesterday.
If you want to be in that locker room, oh my God.
That tunnel.
Yeah, tunnel.
Yeah, Windhorst was, he was interesting. 650 wants to know, are you serious, Goo, with this one?
I am. There's not a walking soul on this earth that could say that that was the right thing. You do that privately.
Oh, gosh.
Could you imagine me? Look at who's got the next question. Oh, you're in the Pacific Division, too. What was your other Warrior? Wow. I think Brandon will tell us, you know what? Goo, I feel you guys. I should have held on to that.
No chance.
Nah. You play with Steph effing Curry and Draymond effing Green.
What's that tell you? That tells
See,
you.
That's going, taking me down somewhere I don't want to go.
I mean, we've talked about it a lot over the last 3 years, that these veterans are tough to play with. If you're a young player, and boy, what?
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
No, but you come on, Stoney. Anyway, I'm not mad.
650, is that the one? Are you serious, Goo? 6504. He's like, what's wrong with asking professional advice? It's such a small thing. And of course, it's a small thing. We're just having fun.
But if I did
We're
that
fun.
At the competitors' function, you guys would say, what are you doing?
It was weird.
Even if you like the guy or gal, you said that publicly. You know that makes us look here. There's something to that. That's why you're cheesing.
I found it a little weird.
Yeah,
a little strange, but
I don't think I've ever encountered it.
But I've been accused of liking Pajemski too much, so maybe that's why I'm.
Has that happened?
Everybody thinks I love Pajemski.
No, you appreciate his hustle. So do I. We all do.
I actually like and respect most about Pajemski is his approach, his like mentally, believe it or not, like he thinks he belongs. He does.
That's what I like about it.
But that's the thing. And even if he doesn't belong, it doesn't matter
because
you have to think you do anyway. All righty, my idol, my hero, Brandon Pajemski. Hey, the one thing I do want to get on the other side is you sent me a text this morning. It was a group thread, and I wrote it down because I'm going to ask you to elaborate on it. It's basketball related, and we can get back to Purdy.
I hate it. I did it after you said what went on with you. I go read the room, Goo. Well, I don't know how to make text disappear. I shouldn't have put it right.
And you know what I thought? Well, I'll tell you on the other side.
Okay.
That segment was sponsored by Lucky California.